Join me in welcoming our 15-minute speaker, Richard M. from Atascadero.
Can you hear me? All right. My name is Richard, and I'm an alcoholic, and my sobriety date is April 3rd, 2017, and for that, I'm truly grateful. Today I am just full of gratitude. I never thought that I would be living the life that I have today. I grew up, like a square kid going to, I had straight A student. I was a straight A student and was doing really well until I found alcohol. And, I like to say I gave up on life once I found alcohol. I found my true calling. And, there was a lot of things that happened in my life. I followed my yets. I always hear people talking about, I didn't get a DUI yet, or I didn't get arrested yet. Those things. I followed my yets all the way to homelessness. And, I was homeless for 3 years in San Luis Obispo. I was the guy that was on the street corner yelling and talking to himself. I remember the vivid hallucinations and just that incomprehensible demoralization. I lived that for 3 straight years. That's where my alcoholism took me. I was, hopeless. I didn't know what to do. I just, I also had a loving family in Atascadero that would have gladly took me in, but I chose alcohol, and I always told myself that I'm not hurting anybody else. But that was a great delusion, a great lie I was telling myself. I was not only, destroying and killing myself, but I destroyed in everything that I touched, everything that anybody that cared about me. I was killing my family. I have a daughter as well. And I gave up my kid, I gave up everything for alcohol. In the big book, it talks about the real alcoholic. And it talks about, the moderate drinker and these different kinds of people that can put the drink down. That was not me. I definitely went hard and could not stop. I like to say that I was a drug addict who caught alcoholism. Drug addiction for me, was a huge part of, drugs are a huge part of my story. And the reason why I talk about this is because I would go and get clean from drugs. And then I'd have like 3 months, from going to church and going to NA meetings, never getting a sponsor or nothing, just going there. And then I would come back here to the Central Coast and I'd go straight to the bar because I was a drug addict, not an alcoholic. And every time it took me out, every single time I'd start drinking. And when I drink, I black out, I piss my pants. I had to have a sponsor guide me through that process to tell me that, and like ask me questions like, so let's talk about when you did drink. How did that go? And I could remember growing up and until I found drugs, this is what my MO really was. I could remember going to a party and just wanting to remember the party. And every single time I woke up the next morning from a blackout, not knowing what happened and my pants were normally pissed. That was the alcoholic that I was. Everybody knew me as the guy who peed his pants, I'm sure if I didn't find drugs that I would have just kept going with alcohol, So when I finally got arrested, I made the best decision that I ever made in my whole entire life. And that is to break into the church in Los Osos Valley Road, which caught me a felony, which put me into the drug court program. And I ran from the drug court program 4 times. And for some reason, they saw something in me and they gave me another chance. And the probation officer told me, Richard, we've been doing things your way. Now we're going to do a mine and you're going to rehab. And they sent me to the Salvation Army where I met a man who I call today. And I call him every year on this day. And I thank that man for saving my life. He walked me through the steps and he showed me and helped me build a foundation in AA that I use and I lean on today. There's so many things that I've learned in that rehab and in these 4 years, you know, but I'll only touch on just a few because I only have a few minutes. For the longest time, one of the big things that I got from the steps was I was always a victim. I remember growing up and my parents, they were alcoholic addicts and there was a lot of turmoil and abuse going on. And I used that as, I fell into that victim role. If they just were smarter, if they weren't alcoholic, if they weren't abused, like all these different things, you know, woe is me. And always life was always happening to me, you know, and once I worked the steps, it really showed me that, you know, I have to start taking responsibility for my life. One huge thing that I heard and I learned that if I'm not the problem, there is no solution. That's what I learned in this program is that if I'm the problem, then I can fix me. I can't fix you. I can't fix it, her, the situation. Man, that was huge. And it was like the solution, right? That like, this is the solution. And I learned it there. And, that was one of the big takeaways I took when I first got here, being homeless and all that stuff, really like step one was easy for me. It's like.
Richard, can you hear us?
Oh no. Did you guys, am I there? Am I still good?
We can hear you now.
All right. So sorry. All right. I lost connection. I the higher power thing, I've leaned on my higher power since then. And one thing I want to stress too, is that I put this program before everything that I care about in my life. I have a great relationship with my daughter, my family, my friends, I have a great job, but I have none of that without my recovery and without my program. So, you know, I jumped into this program at Boat's Feet and I continue to do this program to the best of my ability. On a daily basis, you know, one day at a time, I have a daily reprieve contingent on my spiritual condition. And, you know, that ebbs and flows, you know, not every day's miraculous and great, you know, but, I'm sober. If nothing else, I'm sober today, you know. One of my old sponsors used to say, if I don't pick up that first drink, then I won't get drunk. For me, if I pick up that first drink, it will start the obsession of my mind. And my obsession is so powerful. It takes me to the depths of insanity and hell. I don't ever want to go back there. So yeah, I put this program first before everything. I have a lot of commitments. I have some sponsees. I have a sponsor who I don't call all the time. He's here watching me right now, so I can't bullshit you and say I call him every day. But I do call when I have issues that I have going on. I seek advice today. My best thinking got me here. That's what the first, you know, the thing my sponsor told me. That's the thing my sponsor told me was when I got to the rehab, was that my best thinking got me here. Why don't I take suggestion from somebody else who has time? You know, he had 8 years of sobriety. His sponsor had 18 and his sponsor had 41. And I'll forever be in debt to these men for guiding me and showing me a different way of life. And that is my job today is, you know, after having a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, I'm trying to carry the message to other alcoholics. You know, I can't. I remember when I came back from the rehab, I was like, I'm getting everybody sober. I've got sober. I've got the solution. You're getting sober. You're getting sober. You know, I felt like Oprah giving out cars, you know. I thought I was going to save the world, and that's not how it works, you know. The people have to want it, and all I can do is just be a beacon of light, because you know, I dug myself into a hole, a deep dark hole, and you guys showed me the way. You showed me a light, and I followed that out, and so that's all I can be is hope for somebody else. I am blessed today to be able to go into the hospitals and do outreach for people. I am so grateful. And, I don't know. I want to thank Lucas for asking me to lead. I met Lucas on Sloppy Paw at the young people's meeting. I do have gray hair. I don't know if you can see it. I'm not the youngest, but you know, I found a great fellowship in the young people's meetings, and it's been cool. Like, I'm having fun in sobriety today, and barbecues, bonfires, social events. You know, I never thought that I could be living this kind of life. Like, I've gone surfing, snowboarding, four buying. Those are huge gifts for me, you know, but one of the bigger gifts that I've had is the inside. Like, I am content and I'm peaceful today. Cause I've learned acceptance. You know, I'm not always in acceptance, but, the program tells me if I can accept these things, then I can have peace and serenity. And, you know, I lean on the program for so many things. People have died. Tragedies have happened. You know, I've gone through happy times, and I just lean on this program because that's my solution today. No longer is it the drug or the drink. You know, I found a solution, and, you know, I'm going to keep coming back because my life has changed dramatically, and I found the solution here. I keep repeating myself, but, you know, I think that's all I got. And, thank you again for asking me to lead. Thank you. Hope I did well.
Give Richard another round of applause. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.